report for Monday, February 21st, 2022. I am Tola Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on Friday, February 18th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 19 securities, of which 4 advanced, 10 declined, and 5 traded full. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 5.55 points to close at 2,126.02. The Composite Index declined by 5.33 points to close at 1,516.15. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.71 points to close at 121.03. The SME index remained at 43.13. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 491,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $8.3 million. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 283,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $651,000, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited with a volume of 113,000 shares being traded for $9 million. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 491,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $8.3 million. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 283,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $651,000, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited with a volume of 113,000 shares, being traded for $906,416.97. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 53 stocks, of which 24 advanced, 22 declined, and 7 traded full. Market volume amounted to 12.6 million units, valued at over $170 million. Community and Workers of Jamaica CCU Deferred Share was the volume leader with 3.9 million units, followed by JMMB Group Limited with 2.8 million units, and Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 1.4 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined as 8,992 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $19,602.56. Gordon Enterprises Limited was the sole security, trading at 8,992 shares at $2.18. For RCI's business report, I am Toby Gibson.